Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Elio Chacon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Will moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Will scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Del Rice now catching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball four. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds won. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Kindle steals third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bauschi trying to get to third. Pinson throws the ball into Jones, who tags Bauschi for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Casco, and towards Chacon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn strikes out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brosnan strikes out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. George Altman now playing left field. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lynch hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman pinch runs for Willie Jones. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rice for a passed ball. Lockman moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. Chacon strikes out. One out. Don Newcomb pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Roy McMillan now playing shortstop. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a pop-up towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bausch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing first base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman bunts towards the mound. Nux Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Dale Rice. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Earl Averill now catching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-3 in the game. Chacon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-4 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Don Elston. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Will strikes out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-4 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McMillan trying to get to third. Will throws the ball into Zimmer, who tags McMillan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zimmer moves to third. Art Schult pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nux Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Zimmer scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Will reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. Ashburn moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Dutch Dotterer pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer takes first base on ball 4. Ben Johnson now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-5 in the game. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Dotterer moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Dotterer moves to third. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez pinch hits for Elio Chacon. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.